This podcast replay is brought to you by Top Gun Indoor Range, the only indoor public archery range in Dade County. They also have a state-of-the-art gun range with the latest in indoor air quality with 18 lanes up to 25 yards, making them the largest indoor range in Dade County. TopGunIndoorRange.com.
So let me ask you, Sean, open up the mic there. You know, I just want to ask you one quick question.
Yes.
You've been with me for how long now? How long we've been working together now?
About five years. 4 to 5 years, I guess, yeah.
You ever hear me praise and love Odell Beckham?
No, I don't believe I ever have.
No. I don't think I've ever been in Odell Beckham's corner ever, right? So what do you think when yesterday on the show, you know, if you were listening yesterday on the show, I'm not sure if some of you were, and if you weren't, well, you know, I'm sorry you didn't get the breaking news, you know what I mean? So I come out of nowhere with a, you know who would be a good option for the Miami Dolphins? Odell Beckham. And if you know me, if you listen to me, if you pay attention, I've never been an Odell Beckham guy. So for me to pull that out of nowhere, you should have kind of picked up on it. Barry Jackson obviously did. And, you know, a couple hours after my segment, a couple hours later, there goes a tweet from Barry. Well, Dolphins are interested in Odell Beckham. And I'm like, yeah, really? Wow. I wonder why I talked about, out of all people in the world, I talked about Odell Beckham, a guy that I would never talk about. And, you know, when you get some vibes from the building, and I flat out said, are you out of your mind? You know, and then I kind of got some information. And if you listen, you got to listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and there's always information that I'm passing on one way or another on this show. And it's not by chance, dude. I don't do this by chance. There's too many instances. They cannot be by chance. It's impossible to have this amount of luck. Okay? Impossible. So, you know, there's a reason why I talked about it. There's a reason why I broke it down yesterday and talked about a guy that I have. You can go back and look at the videos and the history of the show, and you will not see me praising Odell Beckham whatsoever. But in the role that we talked about and the way I broke it down, from salary incentives to opportunities and all, like some dude on Twitter yesterday put, oh, man, that would be awesome, Odell, Tyreek, and Waddle. And I said, no. Try Tyreek, Waddle, Janu, then Odell and the running backs. You know, that's kind of the way it really goes. But it's just one of those things that you got to listen, dude. You know what I mean? Some of you had to have picked it up when I talked about it yesterday, like, how is this guy talking about Odell Beckham? Why would he be talking about O has ripped O for years? That's what you should have been saying to yourself if you really follow this show. You had to have scratched your head and said, what the hell is this guy talking about? And there's a reason why I'm talking about it. Out of the blue. Out of the absolute blue. It should have thrown you off. You know what I mean? And so, you know, so now it's got a life of its own and all that. And, you know, and good for Barry, bro. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just whatever. It's all good in the hood. I know what I know, you know. So it's just one of those things. And in the circumstances that I explained, I understand it. I understand it. I understand the move. I totally understand the move. You know what I mean? And so even though I may not be a fan, I totally understand the move. If it happens. Okay? Again, the unknown is what kind of money they really want and what kind of incentives are really to settle for, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if it works out. But it's just one of those where if you really follow the show yesterday, I should have thrown you for a curve. Because if you've listened to the show long enough, you've never heard me praise that guy ever in my life. Ever. You only find segments there where I'm ripping him, if anything, for his unprofessionalism and stuff like that. But as I was explained, you know, think about it. Last couple of years, is he fighting with kicking nets? Is he proposing to them? Is he fighting with the receiver out on the, or a cornerback, I'm sorry, out on the field? No. Is he skipping meetings or weekends and going, you know, to South Beach on a boat in jeans? You know, and so if you think about it, really none of those kind of antics, you know, is some of the stuff that I was reminded of yesterday or night before, actually. So it was just one of those things. By the way, I sat on it for a while. Now I think about it, because after I said it, Barry got it like a couple hours later, you know. It's like that. It's, you know what it is? It's like that thing that I knew Flores didn't want Tua, but I couldn't say anything. Until, you know, and I knew who he wanted and everything, but I couldn't say it. I was sworn to it. And then finally, Omar was the one that figured it out locally. He was the first one to figure out something that I knew like a year before. You know? But it's just, that's the kind of, it should have thrown you off yesterday when I brought him up. It should have been a curve, like, why is he talking about this guy? I don't want this guy. Like, Lisa, this is the Lisa response is the number one response. If we had a family feud, ding, 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 out of 100 points, the one that would chew up like 87 points and the rest of the 13 would be left for the other four is Lisa. Not sure I would want OBJ in my locker room, but he is low-hanging fruit. So, you know, she immediately, you know, and that's what I said to myself. I was like, and when I'm talking with the people, I'm like, are you sure you want to try this? But this dude, and well, look at it lately. Is he doing any of that? No. It's kind of been all right lately, you know, and not going to be a full-time player. Oh, true. Okay. I get it. And speed, you know, we know Mike McDaniel is, you know, Top Gun 3. I feel the need for speed, right? So I get, you know, I totally understand it. But you that listen to the show, especially the hardcore ones that listen every day, you should have picked up on it. You should have picked up on it, man. I mean, you know, it was right there for you. I gave you low-hanging fruit. Gave you low-hanging fruit, you know. So we'll see what happens. I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything yet? Nothing, right? I'm working it to see, you know, but working it, that's all I can tell you.